Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in again. It's Monday, and every Monday we have the Crossfire Youth Assembly from 8 to 9, and we have the Crossfire Extended from 9 to 10 every Monday. And we're about to get into the Crossfire Youth Assembly this time around. You can watch live on Facebook. You can also watch on YouTube. If you're a young person, this conversation is for you. Let me give you an insight into what we're talking about. We'll talk about the Naira scarcity as a young people. How is this affecting you? We'll talk about the fuel scarcity as a young person. How is this affecting you as well? We'll talk about governance. Since you've been aware, what's your take about governance in Nigeria, politics in Nigeria? And then we'll talk about the elections. These are the areas that we'll cover on the Youth Assembly this morning. As we go along with the show, I would open up the telephone lines for young people to call me. We'll take two or three people at the same time, and all of us will have that conversation. But I have a young person in the studio. I'm expecting like four of them. So isn't it interesting that in every Monday we have like four or five youths invited, and only two, maximum two, will appear at the end of the day? Young people, they still have, I mean, and when we want to speak with, you know, older people, trust me, they will show up. They will show up. But the young people, maybe it's because they have other commitments and all of that. Maybe that's me trying to look for an excuse for them. But I'm expecting like four people this morning. Only one person is here, and it's Prince Friday Ocheni. Friday morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
How you doing?
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah, good to.
You look like you work in the bank.
I'm a finance analyst.
You see now, and I don't even have my crystals. Yeah, welcome. Thank you for joining me, man.
Thank you so much.
Let's start with the Naira scarcity. Tell me, what's happening? What's going on? How are you seeing this?
Good morning, Nigerians. I would like to start with the remark by the former Minister of Agriculture.
Okay, Audu Ogbe.
Mr. Audu Ogbe. He said, watch out that somebody is making sure you fail. So with this remark, looking at the Naira scarcity, looking at the fuel scarcity, Nigerians, somebody is making sure you fail. So This is a process that is going to be tough. This is a process that is going to be very challenging. It is impacting on our mental health. You know, I was talking to somebody and I said, beyond the financial, beyond the economical, beyond the political factors relating to the fuel scarcity and the Naira redesign, this whole situation is wasting a lot of productive hours that would have been utilized in your place of work for meaningful impact. And that is affecting the mental capacity of every young person and every young Nigerian. Talking about the Naira redesign, I want to empathize with all Nigerians going through this hardship, and without undermining the competence of the governor of the central bank, Mr. Godwin Emefiele, and the board of directors, I want to say that this policy should have been better implemented. Okay. And what do I mean by that? In IT, there's what we call the minimum viable product, and there's what we call the risk assessment. Okay. So I feel the risk assessment wasn't properly done. Okay. The research wasn't properly taken out. Mm. And for the minimum viable product, more like we should have done some level of test run, maybe pick out some geography locations like Lagos, River State, Kano, and Abuja, the federal capital. Yeah. Then we test run these and see the reaction. Mm. Then we use that to do a nationwide cash policy. Okay. And this cash policy system has exposed our economy, the cash-based economy that we operate on. Mm. So you see, and I'm calling on all Nigerians and young persons, come up with beautiful ideas. Mm. Beautiful ideas. Don't sit back and complain like every other Nigerian. Look for ideas that you can take advantage of this policy in a legitimate way, not by causing more hardship to every Nigerians by increasing the charges of your POS business, and trying to get fuel and sell at black market. No, they are beautiful ideas. They're beautiful ideas.
I hear you. Sorry to butt in. I hear you. You have said that, you know, it could have been done better. But how about, I'm sure you must have seen videos of banks hoarding the currency as well. What role do you think the banks have played in this? Have they played their role really well?
Now, firstly, reason why I talked about the risk assessment. So during the risk assessment process, the banks will consider or we analyze the possible threats and weaknesses they are likely going to face. So this would have given them the abilities and the initiative to come against those weaknesses, those threats that is going to posed by the ordinary Nigerians. You know, I did a kind of a research, and I realized that every Nigerian complaining about the naira scarcity has his issue coming from the open market. So our tech business ideas should be majorly targeted at the open market, the rural communities, how we can bring them and put them into the banking system. Because every Nigerian is telling you that I go to the markets and they are not ready to collect, transfer, there are no POS there. So you see, it's basically a transportation and an open market problem.
Right.
Yes.
At the grassroots level.
At the grassroots level.
But how about even when you want to do the e-banking or i-banking, and then the back end is frustrating you. You're initiating transfer, but then it can't get you. This has eroded confidence of Nigerians. I mean, that's even one of the reasons why some of the people that are supposed to, in fact, they will have the POS machines, but they will tell you that they cannot use the POS machine because it's not going through. They cannot have transfers because it will take forever for them to get their money. The only thing they can do is for you to pay them cash. Now, this time, they are aware that there are options, but then the options are not viable. They are not dependable.
Reliable.
They are not reliable. So, how do you solve that?
A lot of factors can be considered when analyzing an issue that has to do with the banking system. So, firstly, yes, we know we have a lot of saboteurs in the banking system, and we know that the banking system is politically influenced, no doubt. You know, I told somebody over the weekend that we have come to a level in Nigeria that no public decision can be made without political interest. So there's always a political angle to every public discussion, and that is not good for us. Actually, it is not good for us because it made us to put the important issues aside and focus on political interest. So there are political influence on these banks, and beyond the political influence, there are the issues of corruption. Corruption. They want to make quick money, and also that let me look at it from a youth angle. Now we have what we call in Nigeria the Japa issue.
Japa syndrome,
so the Japa syndrome, and that is also affecting the IT infrastructure. So when there is a pressure, when there's a pressure on the IT infrastructure, definitely it's going to
have hiccups.
It's definitely going to have hiccups. So I see there's a high level of pressure on the IT infrastructure.
You know what? Let's begin one or two young people to jump into this conversation about the Japa syndrome, IT infrastructure, the youths and what they're going through. The young people only, please. Just young people only. We'll take two right now. Before we now scale it up more later, we're gonna please, before you call, if you're a young person, make sure that you load up your phone pretty well, because we're gonna keep you on the line for at least five minutes that you're gonna be able to talk to us on the show this morning. Okay, so please ensure that you're ready. Good morning to you. Good morning. Morning. Should I hang up? Okay, let's take another call then. Good morning to you. That's gone then. Let's take another one. Good morning to you. Morning to you, sir.
My name is Dominic. I'm calling from Lekki.
Your voice is not exactly loud. You're not really audible.
Can you hear me now? Is it better?
Yeah, it's kind of better. Please stay on the line, Dominic. Let's take another person. Oh, shoot. I'm really sorry, Dominic. You're going to have to call me back. Please do try and do that. Morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Ayodeji from Ajah.
This is who?
Ayodeji from Ajah.
Ayodeji, please stay on the line. Let's take another call. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you. What's your name?
This is Esther.
Esther.
Yeah.
For some reason, the audio volume, they're quite low. Yeah, it's better now. Esther, please stay on the line. Ayodeji is on the line as well. Ayodeji, Esther is here. Esther Ayodeji is here. And the Prince is also in the studio. Ayodeji, let's hear from you. What's your thought on the Naira redesign and the scarcity?
I think the guest we have in there has already spoken now. He has spoken well. From my own perspective, and what I will start from where he talked, that some people want jobs to fail. I think it's right. But this issue of Naira notes is not yielding any result as far as this country is concerned. And things are not put in order. Fine, the government wants us to accept transferring method,
okay,
not carrying money up and down. But do we have what it takes before we can do it?
You think we don't have the infrastructure?
We don't have what it takes.
Did you hold the line then? Esther, what do you think? Do you think we don't have what it takes?
Hi, good morning, Sherry.
Yeah.
I don't think we have what it takes as we speak now.
Mm.
Look at it. Just within the period of this transfer
issue. Ayodeji, please turn off your radio. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Go on, Esther.
Just within this period of transfer issues, I noticed that the banking sectors could not even meet up with the tech aspect of this.
Mm.
Because it wasn't going up. It wasn't going, it wasn't connecting. It was, in fact, most of the transactions were failing.
Hmm.
And you know the worst part of it, I'm a young mom, I'm a mother of two.
Yeah.
A very young lady. And you can't believe that over the weekend, I couldn't go to the market.
Hmm.
Am I going to go get vegetables and I want to do transfer for a vegetable woman who doesn't have an account?
Yeah.
It's that bad.
Yeah.
And I cannot afford to lose 2,000 naira for 12,000 naira transaction.
Hmm.
I cannot pay that 2,000 naira transaction.
Hmm.
For POS charges, it's 2,000 to get 12,000.
Right.
It's bad. We are having problems. I could not cook fresh food over the weekend. Is that bad? I have to go back to my freezer to pick up the food that I don't feel like cooking for me, giving to my family.
Right.
It is bad, Sherry. It is bad.
Esther, thanks for calling me. Appreciate it. Let's take another one, then we'll move to the issue of fuel scarcity. Let's take another two set of callers. Good morning to you.
Morning. How are you today?
Doing okay. Who am I speaking with?
Okay, my name is Adeyemi Adetunji. I'm calling from Lekki.
You're welcome, sir. Stay on the line. Let's take another person to join us. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Shea. Ayodeji calling back.
Ayodeji, you don't have to call back, okay? I think we've heard from you, and then you were increasing the volume of your radio, and it was really disturbing the conversation. Morning to you.
Sorry.
Morning.
Yeah, sorry, my call dropped.
Who is this again?
My name is Dominic.
My first caller. Okay, please, Dominic, stay on the line. Stay on the line.
All right.
All right, let's have our first caller speak now. Please go on. Hello?
Yeah, okay, okay.
Can you hear me?
No, Dominic, hold on. Dominic, please go on.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me, Colin?
Yes, we can hear you. Please go on.
Okay, see, what we need as a nation, as a youth, we need what I call attitudinal change.
Attitudinal change.
If you look at... Are you with me?
Go on, please.
Okay, if we change our attitude as a nation, I think things will literally move on. Most of the things we display in public as you, as a nation, is totally out of this world. Okay, take for instance this issue of money hoarding.
Okay.
If some people are not so wicked, until this month, we're not going to be facing this problem. Until we change our attitude as a nation. See, I often tell my fair country, I say, if you like, let us go and bring the former president of America, Donald Trump. Let's bring him to this nation.
Mm.
It will run away in 6 months. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
It will run away in 6 months. So as a nation, as a people, we need to first change our attitude.
Right.
Then we can move on.
Dominic, what do you think? Hold on, please. Dominic, what do you think?
Okay, Sheriff.
Yes,
for me, what's it called? This Naira redesign policy.
Yeah.
Sheriff, you totally agree with me that it's a good idea, but at the wrong timing. Do you understand? So it's actually a good idea, but at the wrong timing. Yes, you want Naira to go cash. You want Nigeria to go cashless.
Yeah.
But what are the policies that you put in place? Have you done your research? Have you set out the structure? What are the research that you've carried on in terms of talking about the rural areas? How are they going to have access to this? Do they have accounts? How many people are this in the community? Do they have access to cash flow?
Right.
You know, how are we going to get these people to get access to account, to get access to POS, to get access to ATM? Do you get?
Yeah.
And now you're not even making the cash to circulate. Sherry, we're all going through a lot. But it's good, but you know, when I hear young people complain, the first question I ask them, do you have PVC? And you just hear no. And I said, and you're complaining. How do you think we're going to change the government? How do you think we're going to make the government better? Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's always my first question, because I have my PVC. I've been voting since 20, I think since 2012 or 2013. I have my, from the councillor to the chairman, I've been voting. I ensure I do my own part as a citizen.
Right.
So that when I complain, I know that, I mean, I have done my part.
Let me speak with a gentleman from Lekki. Do you agree with Dominic, who said that implementation was the issue of this Naira redesign? Because you said that we are our own problem. I mean, do you agree?
Yes, I totally agree. I mean, it's coming in at a very wrong time.
Yeah.
Of course, I understand that they may be targeting some politicians. They really. Are politicians really suffering right now? No, they're not suffering it. The common man on the street are actually suffering it. Because if you ask me, Kadri, most of the politicians, you know, they are trying to prevent from vote buying. Some of them even have this new note already stocked up. You won't believe it, they already have it stocked up. So the whole idea of, you know, changing the money because of it's totally defeated.
Right.
So the timing is actually very, very wrong. And I agree with him. The timing is wrong.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate your time, okay? Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let me come to you, Prince Echeni, about the timing situation. I've heard that a lot. The CBN, even the president, you know, said that the reason for this Naira design is that they don't want people to use their money, their resources, and touts, hoodlums, to disturb the elections. And then you heard my last two callers that the timing was wrong. Do you think that young people feel the timing is wrong?
Thank you so much. Without disputing the facts and the opinions of fellow youths that have spoken so far, and I want to say thank you to them for contributing, but I see from a different angle. I have a different view, and which is the we cannot continue to sacrifice necessity for perfection. So there is no perfect timing to these things. There's no perfect timing. It is definitely going to be very hard. It is definitely going to be very difficult. But there's always a time that change has to come and the change process has to be implemented. So what we have with the CBN is the change process. The change process. So there is no perfect time. There is no perfect time, actually. So I am calling on Nigerians.
But you said initially that, you know, implementation could have been the issue.
Implementation, right? Could have been the issue.
So if these were to be properly implemented, we wouldn't be having.
And there will never be a time where we will have the perfect infrastructure for these things.
Yeah.
So one way or the other, Nigerians are very resilient, actually. We're very resilient. We have gone through a tougher time.
Isn't that why people think that politicians take them for granted?
No,
because of their resilience.
Yes, I think there is a positive resilience and there's a negative resilience.
Oh,
so
okay.
Positive resilience is taking your anger, taking your dismay to the polls. You don't need to go on the streets protesting. This is not the time to protest. This is the time to get involved. I do politics from the back, behind the stage.
Yeah, you are not actively, a party person. Okay.
But I have gotten to a stage where I have looked beyond that. You know, a lot of youth, we look at our professional ethics. We look at our professional ethics and we stay back from these things. But the thing is that I have listened to an author. I don't want to mention his name.
Okay.
He said, it is high time we stop leaving politics for the bad guys. So when you have the competence and the character, go for that job. Go for that role.
Prince, hold your thought there. We're going to take this break. When we return, we'll talk some more on Youth Assembly on The Crossfire.
Stay one step ahead with the latest news and trending conversations here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Don't tell people, are you added weight? Why are you losing weight?
Yes.
Are you eating? No, it's not your business.
That money, the pass is good, and finally!
You should be patient and pray to God that God is going to answer her prayer.
Please, this is not all about prayer. It's not like everything is not prayer. That is Nigerian mentality. It's not about finding happiness in your home. Look, wait!
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
There is a huge difference between the relative experience of salary earners and those of business
owners and entrepreneurs as well, to amplify their involvement in the election, to sensitize them, to increase their awareness and consciousness about governance. That's the essence of Youth Assembly every Monday from 8 to 9. And from 9 to 10, we have the extended of The Crossfire, where we can pick up on any issue at all, any trending topical issue at all, and we talk about. So that's still coming up. 9 to 10 this morning, we're going back to Naira Design, Naira Scarcity and Fair Scarcity. That's coming up from 9 to 10. This morning on Youth Assembly, I have Prince Friday Acheni in the studio. Prince, good morning to you once again, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Right, and yes, we said we're going to touch base with about four topics this morning. We've been on one for almost 30 minutes. Well, let's wrap up on that one, and that is the Naira Scarcity. So we're here now. The young people are protesting everywhere in Ibadan. They had this protest back-to-back Friday, Saturday, that led to lives lost in Ibadan. And in some other areas in Benin, in Warri, there have been protests here and there. And you said something earlier that there's no need, to protest. Then what can people do then? I mean, they're frustrated.
Thank you so much. So I am calling on Nigerians. You should, there's no need for a protest, but there's a need for a peaceful revolution, which you can do that in a democratical process. Hmm. And how can you do that is by taking your anger to the polls, getting your PVC, going to the polling unit, locate your ward, locate your polling unit, go there on the 25th and on the 11th of March to cast your vote. It is very important. You know, over the years, I've been talking to a lot of youth. Let me give an example with myself. Ever since I became eligible to vote, I have never missed an election. Everywhere I go, I will always say it. Even to the last local government election in Lagos State, I left my house and I went to cast my vote. The street was dry. People didn't come out. But the thing is that change process starts from the grassroots. So I'll be giving up a few strategies and as a person, as a finance analyst, how I've been able to...
How are you doing it? It looks like you are not touched by this money issue at all.
You know, one of the first thing I said to myself when the cash policy was introduced is that I will never be among those who will complain. I will never be among, not because it's not hard and not because I am not undermining the hardship that Nigerians are going through. But the strategies that I've embarked on, that I've utilized over this period of time is, firstly, I reduce the number of cash transactions I do. Okay. I basically reduce it. And like yesterday, I bought fruit. I have a customer who I normally buy fruit from. And yesterday, I bought a fruit of 300 Naira. And guess what? I did a transfer of 500 Naira to the guy. And he gave me a Naira note of 200 Naira change. And I added it to the cash that I have in hand, that this is what I'm going to be using on Monday to find myself my way to the office. So this has been my way. This has been my strategies. And one other ways is that I'm calling on the Nigerian banks. I'm calling on the Nigerian banks and the governments. All the stamp duties, all the bank charges, this is the time to take them off. Take them off to be able to sympathize with every Nigerian going through this hardship.
Yeah.
We don't need bank charges at this time. We don't need bank charges. And for those
where you have to make 2,000 withdrawals like three times or four times, and then they will collect bank charges on each withdrawal. I even hear some banks is 1,000 naira per withdrawal.
You can imagine. And then to the POS vendors and all that, please, this is the time not to take advantage of every Nigerian. You know, the table can turn around at every point in time. Mm. So it's a time to understand what Nigerians are currently going through.
Yeah.
So I know you yourself, I know you. It's also difficult for them to get the cash, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, Nigerians also need to consider how much they've paid to get those those cash. So they transfer
the cost
to the consumers, to the end users. So that's just it. So it still fall back to the banking system.
Right.
So we need to cut down on our charges on the Nigerians.
Let's quickly go to the issue of fuel scarcity before I entertain further calls on that. Don't you think the patience of Nigerians are being tested with a prolonged scarcity? Because it appears nobody is even talking about it anymore.
Okay, I think Nigerians have gotten to the peak. I've gotten to the peak moment. And a lot of people... See, you know, I normally say that political issues in Nigeria is easily predicted. It's easily calculated. So if you have studied political issues over the years, you can be able to predict what is going to happen in the next few days when it comes to political permutations and calculations. So Nigerians have come to understand to some extent that protest is not the way. Protest is not the way out. You understand? So, but taking your anger to the polling unit is the solution.
Look, let's even talk about that polling unit. There was this mock accreditation of voters by INEC this last weekend. Did you go out? What's the turnout like?
Thank you so much, Mr. Sheriff. You know, on Saturday, that was the first thing. After taking my morning devotion, that was the first thing that came to my mind, because I have really been waiting for that day, because I have a whole lot of questions that I want to ask. So what I did was that I looked out for the nearest polling units where the mock accreditation is taking place. Yes, so I went there as early as possible, and guess what? I saw a whole lot of people. But it's amazing, sad. I felt bad to some extent, because I was basically the youngest person there. So we just have just two youths at the venue.
At that polling unit.
At that polling unit.
Two young people, yourself and the other person.
Just myself and a guy named...
It's okay. Don't name their name. But then you were just young people.
Just
two of you guys. And the rest were older people.
Were elderly persons. And I started going on social media. I started posting, letting the youth know that this is the time you need to leave your keyboards. Go beyond your phones, go beyond the social media platforms, and get involved in politics. You don't do politics sitting in your bedroom. You have to come and participate. You have to come and ask questions. So I got to learn a whole lot of different things concerning Beavers. And I want to use this opportunity to commend INEC. Our electionary system has evolved and is improving over the years, and the introduction of Beavers actually is really a change game. It's a game changer, as a lot of people will call it.
Right.
So one of the things I would like to talk about the Beavers. So for the benefit of those who were not able to participate during the mock accreditation, so what the Beavers does is simply accreditation and transmission of the results. So for the Beavers, we have different methods of accreditation. So it's either you use the VIN, which is the VIN, which is the voter identification number. So we have, and we have the facial identification, and we have the thumbprinting. So when, and your name too. So when you present your card, your name can just be imputed on Beavers and your details will come out.
Yeah.
Or they will scan the barcode behind your
card.
Your details will come out. So we did I came up with some couple of persons. So we did like, we came up with a strategy, and I got a card from somebody who came to the polling unit, which wasn't mine.
Okay.
I got a card with some couple of elderly people with me. So we went to the polling unit, and I told them that this is my polling unit. I want to cast, I want to
vote.
Accreditate.
Yeah.
I want to accreditate. So, and the next thing, he said, okay, he collected the PO. The INEC official collected the card from me. So then he looked at the card. The picture on the card was a bit blurry.
Okay.
So he then typed the name. When he typed the name on the beavers,
yeah,
and the full details popped out.
Yeah.
When it popped out, then the picture came out, and the picture that came out was very clear.
Okay.
So then he looked at me. He said, "This is not your PVC." I said, "It is my PVC." He said, "This is not your PVC." I said, "It is my PVC." He said, "Okay, put your thumbprint." And I put my thumbprint. It was rejected. So I want to give kudos to INEC.
Yeah.
The Beavers is really a game changer.
You know what? I'm tempted to ask people, you know, how many young people actually went out on Saturday for voter accreditation. Like you have said, just two of you guys in your polling unit.
Just two young persons. Yes, just too young.
How does that make you feel as a young person?
No, it's not motivating at all. But
you people are the largest demographics when it comes to elections and registered voters. I mean, you people are more than any other age group.
Yeah, I truly can't. You
couldn't even participate in mock accreditation.
But I can't.
Shame on you! Shame on you people! I'm shaming you on their behalf. Shame on you people! let's go take some messages, then we'll come to the telephone. It's 8:46. Oshinobi is on our live stream on Facebook, and he says it's becoming apparent that most of the bank chiefs and chairpersons have a tight fraternity with politicians and all those holding Nigeria to ransom. The recent hoarding of the new Naira note shows clearly that their loyalty lies. It's not to the nation, nor to the people, but to a cabal. And as long as the justice system is ineffective at implementing consequences or consequence management, it will be hard to cleanse this country. Shinobi sent that in. Now, so let's take one or two calls, and we'll come to talk 2023 elections. Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Smith from Ikeja.
Welcome, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, with the current situation on ground.
Yeah.
I think Nigerians has to bear with it, because the government gave us 3 months. When it happened in India, they gave 7 days. And Indians are enjoying it now. Even they rioted during their time, because I work with them.
Okay.
They hardly send their money in the bank. You see an Indian having over millions of their naira, their money in their houses. But when that happened, they had to return all the money in the bank.
Right.
And you can see what the CDN governor said, how much they have realized presently. So I think we have to give them that time. The banks are not doing well. I can't, since Saturday, I've not been able to log into my app. So if I want to do transfer is not happening. So we can't blame CBN for that. The policy is okay for us, although it will bring pain now, but it's going to work for us. And I was talking to a friend who lives abroad. He was saying that you cannot go to your bank in US to say you want to withdraw $20,000. It's not possible.
I know.
You give them notice. They will schedule appointment for you for that. And you cannot just go and say you want to pay cash into somebody's account. You pay it direct to your account and transfer. So these things are what is working in other,
in other places.
Countries that we too have to follow it if we want to see good things happening in our country.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Thanks for calling me. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Hebrew on the line.
We're listening to you.
I've had all the conversation from the youth.
Can you turn up your radio, please? Please, quickly turn off your radio. Turn off your radio.
Okay, hello. Are you hearing me now?
Go on now, please.
Hello? Okay. What I'm trying to say is that when you talk about youth not having their PVC, they are interested in going to abroad. So they see that even the little money they have, they should use it to work their passport. So they should take, people should take note of that, on how to work out things to be better for Nigeria. Not just a matter of voting alone. You vote, they are not implementing the necessity to affect Nigeria's life. Then this money is in the bank. Why is the bank holding the money, and what do they refuse to give to the POS? The POS people say that they pay money in an exchange for them to have their money so that they can continue. Right. And then the president is here to commandeer all the bank to give out money, but he refused to commandeer them. And then when we talk about efficiency, these are the areas that we are not effective in our various work. As well as on the top of the helm of our fear. And all these youth now, these people that have money, they have already bought them over. Those that are not, even those that have the PVC.
They bought the youth over.
If you promise me now 10 million, and I should give my fellow youth maybe 5 million, I'm in charge of that big money. Will I go and vote?
Thank you.
So they are still buying the youth, and the youth are still responding because they feel they have wasted their time.
Thank you.
There is nothing. Not like this here, I won't now.
Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Let me quickly take another call. Good morning to you. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello, please, can you hear me?
We're struggling to hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
It's better now. Please go on.
Okay, good morning. My name is Florence.
Welcome, Florence.
All right, so thank you, Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Please, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
All right, so I would like to actually, I've been following the conversation, and in with respect to voting,
yeah,
and with respect to youth involvement in elections,
mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the woman said, the last contributor said, youth want to travel, and because of that, they do want to participate. I think I really do not want to agree with that, even though, yes, that is also true. But there's something I tell my friends, is that while you're saying youth are not interested, you're leaving the country, remember that you also have people in the country. You have family. It's not everybody that... So you have to take, you have to make some decisions, not just because of yourself alone, but because whatever happens, if you feel you are not going to be affected, what about your family? What about your extended family? What about your loved ones? So, and since I got my voter's card as a person, as a young person, I have been voting. I have been...
Exciting conversation.
The last time I did not vote, the last election, was because I was an official as a core member. So I believe that if we all have the mindset that our vote counts and the decision is in our hands, then we can actually change the narrative in political. That's why people, if it is not going to work, then people, they will not buy those who are buying people's votes will not bother to buy.
They won't.
So that's why I tell people your vote counts. I entered a conversation usually that we not do on a vehicle, on the bus, and we were talking, and I was telling the fathers, I said, our vote counts, because if it does not count, nobody will come and bribe me for me to vote for him or her.
I agree.
So because my vote counts, and I'm going to be wise with my decision, and also ensure that I go out and do the needful. As a matter of fact, where I'm going to be voting now was not where my got my PVC. I've actually lost my PVC. I made sure that I did everything to get it back. And the later on, I was also having a conversation over the weekend with a woman. She said she had a challenge getting it. I said I did everything I had to do. I'm not online, with respect to both the transfer, both the retriever. So one of the challenges that I'm also seeing is information. People are not getting the right information towards solving their challenges.
Right.
So I would like to appeal to all the youth out there that don't overlook this. Don't, if you can queue to get bus, queue to get money, queue to do, please. when it is time for
do
us
everything
to make a
you
decision,
can to vote.
Let's be rugged about it.
Right. Thank you so much, Florence. Oh, wow. She's an activist. Well, Prince, we have to go now. We really must go. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much, Prince.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sheriff. It's an opportunity to be here.
Yeah, that's our show today. But not to worry. At 9 o'clock, I am back to talk about the extended. Let's continue our conversation on the Naira new redesign.
The huge difference between the relative experience of salary earners and those of business owners and entrepreneurs. Someone who has never had cause to set up a business of his, who has never had cause.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.